Hey there, this is Glenn Grew. I'm going to be reporting on personal blogging for literacy learners, and I'm going to start off with some sources. The first source has to come from the article from 2005, Performing Writing, Performing Literacy. And this basic essay reports on first 2 years of the Stanford Study of Writing, which is part of a 5-year longitudinal study aimed at describing different types of writing. So this is written by Fishman, Lunsford, McGregor, and Odate. I apologize for any mispronunciations. The general sense for this one is that they were talking about how they had put together their research, and they were talking about two different types of writing, performance writing and self-sponsored writing. Self-sponsored writing being reflective, personal, emotional in nature, and performance writing being more of an enacting quality, where they would be staging critical inquiry, embodying and acting out ideas, in effect, embedding ideas. So they were referring to the performance writing and self-sponsored writing as options for the academic writing paradigm. And so I'm interested in this because even though it is this particular article starts from 2005, it talks about the differences between how we would approach professional discourse analysis and the way that learners are being asked, especially literacy learners, are being asked to think and write in an academic format, where in fact most of them require more confidence with everyday types of writing, especially now with the online environment. So self-sponsored writing and performance writing I consider much more important than just the academic. I'm not downplaying the academic, but I would rather see more emphasis on the performance and self-sponsored types of writing, particularly for the First Nations learners I'm working with, but not just First Nations learners, but all adult literacy learners. So this is really important, is to encourage them and to engage in purposeful talk and dialogue, and get them to start thinking about thinking aloud and capturing their ideas. So that's what this is starting from, and then from there I had come up with two different types of blogging environments or blogging themes, and one of them is homesteading. And homesteading comes out with self-sponsored writing and with life streams. We're more interested in nesting in our ways of thinking about ourselves and relating to ourselves and our own ideas. And so this very self-directed way of blogging is part of the homesteading process. And involved in the self-sponsored writing are things such as rehearsing, reflecting, and reviewing of ideas, whereas for live streams we'd be dealing with things like archiving and identity capture. Seeding, on the other hand, is talking about how we, in effect, put our ideas out there for maybe ourselves in future, or more importantly, for our families, for our friends, for our peers, and less so for our professors and instructors. I mean, it's interesting that we're really moving away in the case of personal blogging. Once you leave the classroom, you're still wanting to write. And when we're talking about seeding, we're putting the ideas out there, sort of like seeds. And so digital footprints is one aspect of this. And I've mentioned digital footprints before when we're talking about how we would put together ideas and little tracks, and these ideas in turn would be connected, making footprints, and then going from there and creating further and further ideas. So these digital footprints are a long-range proposition, long-term. So related tasks to that would be monitoring activities and tracking activities. But again, from a personal perspective, more than, say, from a professional networking perspective. So I'm not going to go into the academic side at this stage. The other thing that's important for seeding that literacy learners need to know about is how to get involved with non-formal performance writing. And, you know, we mentioned one element of it is storytelling, and it's absolutely important. Digital storytelling is important. But there's also things such as visioning, and one thing that really came to mind was Kaminsky's theory of, what was it? It was having to do with appreciative inquiry, and visioning was a really important element of it. Sharing insights, getting involved with embedded learning, learning with others and sharing ideas with others. It's really important, this performance sense. So we're putting our ideas out there for others to take a look at. Witnessing, we're actually reporting and witnessing what we're seeing to others, and we're showing these ideas and sharing them and exchanging these ideas with others. That's a really, really important element. And so when we're talking about sharing, this is an important area for literacy learners. The other area had to do with the different types of activities going on. And we're talking about visualizing, evaluating, incorporating ideas, comparing ideas, filtering and analyzing and scanning them. And this is more consistent with self-sponsored type of writing, more independent type of writing. Now, in the other area that sort of crosses over between homesteading and seeding is self-reflection and dialogue. Oftentimes, we mix the boundaries between them, and that's another area for later to consider. But when we're talking about seeding, when we're talking about putting our ideas out there and formulating it and cultivating it and growing our ideas, some of the central activities have to do with sharing, collaborating, cooperating with others. And when it talks to, I'm talking about two different things here. Cooperating is we're working in tandem with other people. And we say to them, oh, what do you think of this? Collaborating, on the other hand, is working in a team towards a common goal. Participating is sort of, oh, well, that's kind of nice. I'd kind of sort of like to see that, or I'd like to participate in that particular activity. And the other thing is having to do with interacting. Now, later on, when we're starting to share these ideas and we're talking about different ways of assessing personal blogging, where we're certainly not going to be doing it using performance criteria and learning outcomes and competencies and these sorts of things, demonstrations. Rather, I would consider that when it comes to homesteading, when it comes to self-sponsored writing and live streams, that this is up to the individual to identify what type of learning they've had, and so self-assessment is absolutely critical. On the other hand, there are certain very clear objective metrics that can be applied to the creation of digital footprints, the creation of performances. And so, not necessarily other people's feedback, although that's important, peer review, but there are some other areas where we don't necessarily have to have, as they say, a checklist, unless that particular individual who's doing the performance wishes to use that as a means for improving their performance later on. But really, it's a question of continuing the conversation, and once we do a performance, we can't consider it to be a one-off, end-of-story type of thing. It's an ongoing process. It's part of the learning journey, not a destination in itself. So that brings it to a close in terms of the overview of personal blogging for literacy learners. Thank you very much.